So we made a beginning in this second year, and it's in similar territory, but the focus is going to be a bit different. Because the focus really is about what happens when we pay attention to the deep places in ourselves, and how we bring out, what we might call the deep will or deep intention, out into the world. And this process, in a way, that we've been looking at is in the Tree of Life, essence, where we begin by rooting ourselves and anchoring ourselves. And then start to connect. As from that place of root and anchor, we connect then into we move inwards into the experience of our own life, our subjective life. In a way, we come into this place called Yasod, which is the foundations of our life. Now, it's sometimes called the treasure house of images. It's sometimes called the foundations of life. It's sometimes called the deep pool. It's related in the body to the kind of pelvic area, which is the kind of pivot point of the body. Related, of course, to our sexuality, our life energy, you know, the ability to move, very much connected to this kind of area. It's also called the place of sweet and bitter waters. Now, it's intended to be like a cauldron or a deep pool. You know, that's its deepest nature, this foundation of ourself. It's a pool or a fountain of life, bubbling, irrigating our gardens, refreshing us. But it's a bit what happens to this part of our nature, these foundations of our being, is they become fragmented, they become segmented. Some parts of them become poisoned by experience. So there are in our treasure house of images, there are images of ourselves that are hateful to us. There are images of the world that are hateful. There are strangers, you know. So in a sense, it's the great storehouse of our personal images, our personal experience. It links, of course, to collective experience. It links to ancestral imagery. It links to collective imagery. And the relationship. So I'll just draw some of this on the board so I've got an idea. So the board, in a way, right now, represents the outside, right? It's a sort of a place without center, fragmentation. If you just can't make sense of anything. So it's kind of like that. This is the world. This is the world where we have no sense of presence, where generally we just bounce around things. You know, people do things automatically, road rages, all kinds of stuff. There's no center, no root. So the very first thing that we do is we have to somehow extricate ourselves from this mess, this tangle. We have to find a clear space. So what we do when we come to something like this, so when we sit down to meditate or we go for a walk, we need to find something that's clear. So we have to create a clean, clear space for a moment of time. Having done that, we then have to find ourselves in the space. We have to locate ourselves. So this is this place in the Kabbalic. It's called Malkut. It's called the kingdom. It means sovereignty. It's root. It's ground. If fine sounding words, but it just really means we have to come into ourselves, locate ourselves. And that simply sometimes is notice what your body's doing. Notice where you're sitting. Notice what your blood is doing. And as we start to find that, we start to position ourselves within this field of chaos. Gives us a place to come from. You know, so things like mindfulness meditation, breath meditation, going for a run, working out, all of this sort of stuff that gives us a sense of our body in space and a sense of our own containment through that. You know, the body is the great refuge in a way here. Because the body is always operating in present time. The reason the body can help root us is because our mind ranges all over the place, mostly running around past and future. But if we just notice our senses, they're just here in this space just now. And so that gives us the beginning point. It creates an anchor in the confusions of life. One thing it does also is it creates a boundary. So we have a sense of inside and outside. Now, deeper levels, we're going to look at the permeability of that boundary, but it's very important to find the boundary first. So there is a sense of inside and outside, and it's not all mixed up together. Alchemists talked about this as creating the alchemical vessel, creating a field of containment within which something can happen. So this very first stage is really about feeling the difference inside and outside. Now what happens as we've got a sense of that, we can start to relate to the experience of our own subjectivity. So it's like we start to move inwards. And then the next place we come across is this thing called yesod, which means foundation. This is the treasure house of images. So here's all the images. What we also start to come across is mind and feeling. And these form a little triangle. So we've got mind here. So this is the moon. This is the earth. So archetypal ideas. So that's Mercury. That's Venus.